seated for that Colossian church. You and I ought to be interceding for somebody right now. It might be an unsaved brother. It might be an unsaved sister. It might be an unsaved mother. It may be an unsaved father. Praise God, it might be an unsaved friend. There is power and intercessory prayer. And if Jesus can intercede, and if Paul can intercede, what makes us any better? Every time we get on our knees, we ought not to always be selfish in our prayer. Amen. There are other folk that we can pray for and that we ought to pray for. Amen. There might be somebody here today. I've been standing up here talking about a man by the name of Jesus. The choir have been singing about a man named Jesus. The musicians have been playing to lyrics about the man named Jesus. And you may not know who this Jesus is. We're going to ask, praise God, that you would come. Why the blood is running warm in your vein. That's a name that's above all names. And I know that at the name of Jesus, Bible tells me that every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT.
We're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
And to him who knocks, it will be open. The grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the Word of our God shall stand forever. You may be seated. In our Sunday school lesson on this morning, we see where God answered Hannah's prayer, a young lady who was barren and wanted a child. But I stopped by to tell you today that not only did he answer Hannah's prayer, but God still answers prayer. Amen. And that's my subject. God still answers prayer. And so let me begin by saying that there is a song entitled, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." The lyrics of that song say, thank you, Ursus, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to share. what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. He goes on to say, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. My brothers and sisters, here we see the importance of prayer in a song. As someone once said, no prayer, no power. Much prayer, much power. But then what is prayer? My brothers and sisters, prayer is simply talking to God. Meaning prayer is not meditation or passive or reflection, but prayer is a direct address to God. It's the communication of the human soul with the God who created the soul. Every prayer can be audible, silent, private, or public. It can be formal or informal. But all prayers must be, according to James 1:6, offered in faith. It ought to be offered in the name of Jesus, according to John 16:23, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, according to Romans 8:26. But having said all of that, still many times after praying a long time without receiving an answer to our prayer, it can cause some to become discouraged through the weakness of our faith, and we begin to feel that God just isn't going to answer our prayer. Maybe because it seemed to be taking a little too long. But my brothers and sisters, that's why Jesus tells us in Luke 18:1 that men ought to always pray and faint not or give up. Why is this? Because according to God's word, as recorded in both the Old and the New Testament, God heard and answered prayer under the Old Covenant, and he still hears and he answers under the New. And guess what? He's hearing and answering our prayer right now. But having said all that, I need to tell us that many things under the Old Covenant have changed under the New. For instance, under the Old Covenant, in order to atone for sin, the priest had to offer at the sacrificial altar the blood of bulls, heifers, and sheep, and doves, and the like. They had to do this daily, and once a year on the Day of Atonement, the high priest had to enter the Holies of Holies and sprinkle the mercy seat for a national cleansing to atone for the sins of the people as well as the sins of the priest. But under the New Covenant, Christ, who knew no sin, became our sacrifice as well as our high priest. When he shed his precious blood out there on Calvary's Hill for the sins of the world once and forever. And when he got through, Brother Jackson, he took a seat. Under the Old Covenant, in order to become, be identified as a member of the family of God, one had to be circumcised. But under the New Covenant, all one needs to do is receive Jesus by faith as Savior and Lord of your life, and you will instantaneously become a part of the family of God. Under the Old Covenant, the law said, according to Matthew 5:43, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But under the New Covenant, Matthew 5:44, Jesus said, love your enemy, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who despitefully use you. But my brothers and sisters, the one thing that hasn't changed, whether it's under the Old Covenant or under the New Covenant, and that is God still answers prayer. And so as we make our way to the text, we note that in the context, verse 1-4, it reveals that after Jesus had finished praying in a certain place, when he had ceased, one of his disciples who had a hunger for that same strength that Jesus had, he asked Jesus, said, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. And so in his reply in verse 2-4, Jesus teaches them what is called the model prayer, also known as the Lord's Prayer. But we note that Jesus said to them, when you pray, he said, pray our Father who art in heaven, and hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and so on. But it's just before Rev. Smith, our immediate text, that he shows them and us this morning our part in prayer in verses 5-8 when he tells the story of a friend at midnight. He said, suppose you go to a friend in the middle of the night and said, let me borrow a few loaves. A friend of mine has dropped in and I don't have a thing to offer him to eat. And suppose your friend answers, saying, now look here, don't bother me. Don't you know it's late at night, the doors are locked, my children and I are in the bed. I can't get up and give you anything without waking everybody up. But because the man continued to knock and continued to ask, Jesus said he may not get up to give him bread because he's his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. Now, that says to us that we must be persistent in prayer if we're going to receive an answer. And that's why, yes, Jesus said, the Bible says, men ought to always pray and faint not. And so here Jesus is using this illustration of persistence in this story to convey to us the true meaning of our immediate text here in verse 9 and 10 that says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. My brothers and sisters, here we have the key to receiving an answer to our prayer. Because note, if you will, these three verbs, ask, seek, and knock, in the original Greek text are in the present imperative mood, meaning they are in the imperative mood because they're commands, and they're in the present tense, which suggests a continuous action. In other words, what the text is saying to us today is that we're not to just pray for a little while and give up because we didn't receive an answer right away, but we are to keep on asking, keep on seeking, and keep on knocking until you receive your breakthrough. Because God, I tell you, still answers prayer. But now somebody may be thinking, well, preacher, that sounds good, but I've been praying for a long time and nothing has happened yet. Perhaps somebody prayed for their mother, father, sister, brother, loved one, or friend to be healed, but they died anyway. Or perhaps you've been praying for a spouse or your child, loved one, or friend to be saved, but nothing has changed. They're still lost. And so you may be wondering, why is it that I'm standing on the promises of God's word, but still my prayers are not being answered? Well, my brothers and sisters, I stopped by here at the Mount Island Baptist Church on my way to heaven to tell somebody this morning that no matter how things may seem to you this morning, that not only does God still answer prayer, but every prayer prayed, God hears and he answers. All right, now I know somebody may be thinking, now wait a minute, preacher, how in the world can you stand there and tell me that God hears and answers every prayer prayed when I've been praying for a financial breakthrough, but my pockets are still empty and I can hardly make ends meet? I prayed for healing, but my body is still sick. I got diabetes, I got heart trouble, I got high blood pressure, and I'm taking pills to go to sleep and pills to wake up, and you got the nerve to stand there and tell me that God hears and answers every prayer prayed when all my plans are blowing up in my face. I walk the floor at night with tears flowing out of my eyes, and many times I just toss and turn all night long because I'm under too much pressure. And preacher, you got the nerve to stand there and tell me that God hears and answers every prayer prayed? Well, my brothers and sisters, before anybody hang up on me, permit me, if you will, to qualify what I mean. Because first of all, some prayers are not answered because you are not asking in faith. Meaning if you don't believe you receive what you're praying about, you can't expect an answer. But on the other hand, every sincere prayer of faith, God hears and he answers. Now, the reason I can say this is because of the fact that there are prayers, even prayed in faith, that God being sovereign, he reserved the right to say no. For instance, I believe to keep Apostle Paul from getting the big head and getting beside himself after he had gone to the third heaven and saw some things that nobody else had seen. The Bible say he was stricken with some kind of ailment. And Sister Emma Paul say he prayed three times to remove that throne from his flesh. But God's answer to him to healing was no. But God told him, say, his grace was sufficient for him. For my strength is made perfect in human weakness. And so just because his answer to your prayer is no, we can't say that he didn't answer. It's just that he didn't give you the answer that you wanted. Yeah, for instance, if you ask me for something, I say no, you can't say I didn't answer your request. It's just that I didn't give you the answer that you wanted to hear. And so in the same way, we must understand that God, being sovereign, also has the right to say no. But let me say to us that God doesn't just say no, just to say no, because many times he says no for our own good. For instance, on every prescribed bottle of medication, there's an inscription on the bottle that says, keep out of the reach of children. Now, this is put on the bottle for the children's safety and well-being, because if a child got hold of that medication, it would do them more harm than good. And so in the same way, many times our request to God in prayer could be to our detriment. But God, who sees all and knows all, says, I got to keep this out of the reach of the children. Meaning some things we pray for may cause our downfall, may cause our heartbreak, or even our death. But now we may not be able to see the danger in some of the things we ask God for in prayer, but God can. But the bottom line is, God still answers prayer. It's just sometimes he says no. But now we can't stop praying and give up because his answer to your prayer may not be no. Guess what? It could be wait. And so sometimes when God doesn't answer our prayer right away, he may not be saying no. He could be just saying wait. Now, I don't know if you realize it or not, but life is full of waits. For instance, when I go to the doctor's appointment, even if I arrive an hour early, I don't just walk in there and walk straight in the doctor's office. Guess what? I got to wait. But now this doesn't mean that the doctor isn't going to see me because he doesn't see me right away. It's just that I got to wait. But not only that, when driving your car, you come to a red light or a stop sign, it means that you got to stop and wait until the traffic clear, wait until the light turns green before you can continue on. Why is this? Because if you run the stop sign or red light, you could be hurt, you could hurt somebody, even worse, you could be killed or you could kill somebody. And so my brothers and sisters, life is full of waits. But not only is that the system of the world, but guess what? It is also a part of God's system. Well, why is this? Well, the thing is, if God would give us everything we wanted when we wanted, then we would get beside ourselves. And so to keep you and me from getting the big head, so to speak, sometimes God has to say to us, wait. But you know, I found out that throughout the Bible, in both the Old and the New Testament, this word wait appears. In the book of Isaiah 40 and 30, we read, but they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They'll run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. And then after the resurrection, Jesus told his disciples in Luke 29 and 49, he said, go back to Jerusalem and wait until you have been endued with power from on high. And so here we see that waiting is the end thing. In other words, God said he would give the disciples power, but he didn't say when. And so they had to go back to Jerusalem and wait. But now, a lot of things that you need to know that folk have been praying for over the years, some of those things are just coming to pass, because God's answer to their prayer was wait. Even some of the things our parents and foreparents prayed for a long time ago is just being answered. And some of them didn't live to see it, but they had the faith in the promise of God. They were like the old patriarchs in Hebrews 11 and 13 that said, these all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them by faith afar off, was assured of them. All because of the fact that God still answers prayer. But sometimes he just tells us to wait, which lets us see why we should never give up in prayer, but we should continue to ask, seek, and knock until we receive our breakthrough. Because God may not come when you want him to come. But I tell you, whenever he shows up, he's always right on time. Because sometimes I tell you, Lord have mercy, God has a last minute way of answering our prayer. For instance, when the children of Israel were seemingly trapped by the Red Sea with the wilderness on either side and the Egyptian army closing in fast and the Red Sea seemingly blocking their way of escape. Now, you know, Brother Jackson, God could have had that water roll back when they got there. But guess what? He waited until they could hear the rumbling wheel of Pharaoh's chariots. He waited until they could perhaps see the glittering of the Egyptian swords. I tell you, God waited until their hearts were gripped by fear. And almost at the last moment, God showed up right on time, and he rolled back the waters. When he grabbed an east wind and made it do the work of a brick mason, causing the water to stand up and congeal on either side. Then he called that same east wind to fan the bottom dry so that his children could walk across on dry land. And after that he made, after they had made it to safety, he called that same water to come back and drown the whole army of the Egyptians. As he led his people by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. I tell you, God still answers prayer. It just said sometimes he has, yes, Lord, he said no. And there are other times he says wait. And sometimes he has a last-minute way of answering our prayers. My brothers and sisters, perhaps somebody here this morning, or maybe somebody who may be listening by radio, you may have been there. Meaning there have been times in your life when you didn't know which way to turn. You had been fasting and begging God to come to your aid. And just when you thought you were going to be swallowed up by your troubles, all of a sudden God showed up right on time. And he gave you your breakthrough. Because even when his answer is wait, sometimes he has a last minute way of answering our prayer. Perhaps again God is saying to someone here today, he's telling you to hold on and don't give up. Even though your situation may seem hopeless, meaning you got to keep on asking, keep on seeking, and keep on knocking until your breakthrough comes. For instance, God didn't do anything for the Hebrew boys on their way to the fiery furnace, but he waited until they were thrown in the furnace. And God stepped in and insulated them in the fiery furnace so that the fire could do them no harm. Perhaps somebody here today may be already in the fiery furnace of life. But the good news is you're not in there by yourself because there's a fourth man walking around there with you, just like it was with the little Hebrew boys. And he's right there with you as you face your fiery trial and tribulation. And he'll give you what you need to help you endure and go through without harm. Because I tell you, God, he still answers prayer. But now before I close and somebody try to take a nap, I need to say to us that even though sometimes God's answer to our prayer is no, and sometimes it's wait, I tell you, I thank God this morning that many times he also says yes. Because God knows that sometimes things can happen in the lives of his children that demands his immediate attention. Meaning he can also be a right now God. Because sometimes when we call on the Lord in prayer and he sees and knows that we need him right now. And so he doesn't tell us no, nor does he say wait. But at those times when we call on him, his answer is yes. For instance, when Peter asked the Lord, he said, Lord, let me come out there and walk on the water. And Peter got out of the boat, and he did something that no other human being has ever done. He began walking on the water. But when he took his eyes off the Lord, and Peter began to sink, he didn't have time for a long, drawn-out prayer. All he could say was, "Lord, save me." And Jesus, Lord have mercy, he didn't tell him no. He didn't tell him right, but his answer was yes. And he reached down, and he saved Peter from that water. And you know, I'm a witness of all three, because many times when the storms of life have been raging in my own life, I found myself crying out, "Lord, please, sir, have mercy." Other times, when waiting on the Lord, I find myself saying, "Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help that I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, oh, whither shall I go?" And you know what? He stepped in and he delivered me right then. But still, sometimes he say no, and sometimes he say wait, but many times he says yes. And I don't know about you, but I thank God today that whenever a lost sinner calls on the Lord in faith and in prayer to save his soul, his answer is always yes. That's about the only time that I'll agree with the songwriter who say, "I know Jesus will never say no." I tell you, the only time I know he won't say no is when a repentant sinner calls on the Lord to save his soul. Because whenever there's a prayer of faith to be saved, God's answer is always yes. But let's hold you too long. Again, I say, God still answer prayer. It's just that sometimes he said no, and sometimes he said wait, but many times he said yes. And so the text says, it says, "Ask and it shall be given, seek and you will find, knock and the door shall be open, because everyone that asks, and he receives, and he who seeks, I tell you, will find. To him who knock, it will be open to him." But remember, I told you that the key to answer prayer is you got to be persistent in your prayer. You got to keep on asking, keep on seeking, and keep on knocking until your breakthrough comes. Look at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, hold on, because God still answers prayer." But not only will prayer change conditions, but I tell you, prayer will also change us, so that we may be able to persevere no matter what comes our way. And you know, I'm a witness again, because as I look back over my life and see how far the Lord have brought me, I can say with a shadow of a doubt that God still answers prayer. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Some of the snares I saw, and some of them I didn't see, but Jesus, he just led me all around. I tell you, God still answers prayer. And so the text says, everyone who asks will receive, everyone who searches will find, and the door will be open to everyone who knock. But before I take my seat, I need to tell us that God's answer to his son Jesus' prayer one time was no, wait, and yes. But let me try to qualify this with God's word. Well, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed three times. He said, "If it be possible," he said, "let this bitter cup pass from me." And God's answer to his prayer was no. And when he hung on the cross of Calvary from the sixth to the ninth hour, when darkness covered the face of the earth. Jesus cried out, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? And God answered to his prayer was wait. But when he said, it's finished.